Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Happy birthday, Mr. Rolling Stone, today, huh?
Can you believe it that a Rolling Stone is almost 80 years old?
Yeah, well, you know what? They're all getting up there now. Ringo's 80. Paul's going to be.
Yeah, he's actually older than Mick. He's 79, but Mick turns 78 years old today. Still as spry as ever. When I think of my 80-year-olds, you know, I think of them sort of like on the Carol Burnett Show, Tim Conway, on, you know, kind of inching along with the Mrs. Wiggins on the Carol Burnett Show. But he's, you know, Mick is still jumping all over the stage with that tour that's about to take off. Mick had a little bit of proud papa news over the weekend. His son, Gabriel, got married over the weekend. He is, his mom is the actress and the model.
I lost track after the first couple of romances he
right.
had.
Jerry Hall. Jerry Hall is what I was looking for. Mick was with Jerry Hall for a while, and Gabriel is the son of those two, and got married to a Swiss socialite in London over the weekend. And Mick, both Mick and Jerry were there. Don't tell her I couldn't remember her name.
And we think Mick performed I Can't Get No Metamucil, but we're not sure. Now then, we were very, very sad to hear about the passing of Jackie Mason. I remember one time, and I can't remember who it was for, it might have been for Channel 5, that I did an interview with him over at Manny's.
Oh,
and,
wow.
He of course, loved it, and then he did 20 minutes on the customers.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's. I had him in our old showcase studio on Michigan Avenue a million times. And I feel so sorry, and I'm still apologizing to anyone who was walking by the window that day on Michigan Avenue, because he was just, you know, in rare form anytime. You know, if he had an audience, he was in rare form.
Yep.
I still find it hard to believe he was born in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, with that accent. But he was raised on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. He was actually an ordained rabbi and left being a rabbi to become a comedian, which I'm sure his parents must have loved that career move.
Yeah, I think his, do I remember this right? His brother or brothers were rabbis?
Yeah, I think it was a family, right, of all rabbis. And then he decides to go and be a comedian, which it worked out, you know, really well for him. He was on all the big TV shows of the day, probably most famously on the Ed Sullivan Show, from which he was banned for a short time. There was a misunderstanding between he and Mr. Sullivan for allegedly giving an obscene finger gesture to Ed while you're on the air. I guess that's something you don't do. He claims he never did it. But he won an Emmy Award. He won a couple of Emmy Awards. He won a Tony Award. Had one-man shows on Broadway. He was in movies like The Jerk and History of the World Part 1. You know, some of our younger listeners may know him best as the voice of Krusty the Clown's father on The Simpsons. He was 93 years old, a frequent guest on WGN. We've posted interviews that both Roy Leonard and I did with Jackie through the years up on our website at WGNradio.com. If you want to hear, you know, Jackie in motion, it's quite a treat.
yes, absolutely. And he won the Emmy for The Simpsons voiceover work, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I think we have some highlights of Jackie's stand-up. Maybe is that what we're going to hear?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this is from the Ed Sullivan Show. Shortly after he was welcomed back after his banning from being on the show, but funny as ever.
I almost became a doctor myself, you know, to a Jewish boy in a Jewish home. It's a big thing to see your son become a doctor. I wanted it for a different reason. I think it's the greatest profession that ever existed. In what other business could a man tell a woman to get undressed and send the bill to her husband? I saw a woman walked into the doctor's office. Listen to this. Are you busy right now, mister? Listen to this. She started to holler. I got a terrible pain in my shoulder. He started to give her a rub down. She said, excuse me, that's not my shoulder. He said, that's all right. I'm not the doctor.
You could just see
it's
him.
Still funny.
You could just see him on stage and the Catskills entertaining the people. But I played a clip from an interview recently, or yesterday on my show, in which he was appearing at the Auditorium Theater. I mean, he played places like that, the Park West, you know, the bigger theaters around Chicago. He also played Zanies in some of the stand-up clubs. But when he came to town, he commanded huge audiences every time he came here.
And he performed until fairly recently. What was he, 93?
93 years old, right.
We have some news about country star Morgan Wallen. What's this all about?
This is the guy that was caught on his neighbor's surveillance video screaming out the N-word one night after a night of drinking. He shows up, you know, back at the house and is screaming, you know, to his friends using the N-word pretty liberally. And has, you know, was banned from country music shows. All the while that he's, you know, banned and country music radio stations wouldn't play his music, his album sales were skyrocketing during that whole time. Didn't seem to bother the fans one bit. But he decided that he didn't want to live in that place anymore. So he has reportedly sold the house for $835,000. According to TMZ, he has profusely apologized for the incident. He has enrolled himself in a rehab program. Last week, he made a very sizable donation, like $500,000 donation to African-American charities in Nashville. So he seems like he's really trying to, you know, correct something that really went wrong in his life.
So, Dean, what happened with James Brown's estate and the money he made?
Yeah, we don't know the exact terms of the estate, but it's significant because the estate was finally settled. I mean, James Brown died Christmas Day of 2006, so we're talking quite a while ago. And since then, there have been about a dozen challenges to his will and his wishes. In his will, he left the vast majority of his money to a trust. His personal effects went to his kids. A couple of $1 million went to his grandchildren's education specifically. But he specifically did not leave anything to Tommy Ray Heine. Tommy was his former partner and mother to one of his children, and she was completely left out of all of the estate planning on this. So she has been challenging the terms of what was released for all these 15 years now. And, you know, there have been other, as I say, dozens of other lawsuits through the years, and we don't know how this finally fell out, but it has finally been settled. And there are estimates that James Brown estate was worth in excess of $100 million. $100 million. So there's a lot of money on the line here, but finally it's all going to be you know, put to rest. Everybody will get their little share and be able to move on with their lives from this.
You know, I still haven't seen the movie about James Brown, not the documentary, the theatrical release, which I hear was good.
Yeah, the Chadwick Boseman mm-hmm. Starred in was fantastic in that movie. Just, you know, one of the many milestones of these great biographical performances that Chadwick Boseman did. Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall. James Brown was, you know, one of his best. Not only, you know, looking and talking just like him, but, you know, getting the musical moves down and sound down, which is no easy thing.
Yeah, I got to see that. So tell me about this Nick Cannon, Kevin Hart prank.
I love a good practical joke when it's not being played on me, I mean. But Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are pretty good friends in real life. So Kevin Hart last week turned 42 years old. And what does a good friend do when it's your 42nd birthday? He buys you a llama and sends it to your house. Nick Cannon bought a live llama, sent it to Kevin Hart's house. And, you know, Kevin had to deal with, you know, what do I do with the llama now? But he, you know, is going to resolve that. But Kevin is not one to, you know, take a practical joke without retaliating. So what he did was take out three billboards, one in Los Angeles, one in Atlanta, and one in New York. The billboard read, "Since my brother Nick Cannon decided to buy me a llama for my birthday, I wanted to do something nice for him as well. If you would like any advice on fatherhood, please call my best friend Nick Cannon." And in big, bold letters on these billboards, he posted his real cell phone number. And, you know, the call started to come in like crazy on the phone. On Instagram, Nick Cannon is seen actually taking the phone calls instead of just blocking it. He started taking calls, and you could hear people on the other end going, "Yeah, I saw the billboard, and I just wanted to say," you know. And he said, "You know, I got to go. The phone's exploding. I'm sure literally his phone did explode. And I presume that number is no longer Nick Cannon's."
Yeah, I would presume
real phone number. And he is promising retribution against Kevin for this. So I have a feeling that, you know, this thing is not over yet.
Celebrities with too much money and too much time on their hands.
Very, very true.
And here's 30 seconds for you to tell us if there were any surprises as far as the weekend box office.
Yeah, I think everyone was a little surprised that the M. Night Shyamalan movie, Old, wound up being the number one movie out there, because we've got some pretty big blockbusters. We've got Space Jam 2, A New Legacy. We've got Black Widow. This Snake Eyes movie, even though it's terrible, people were expecting a lot of people to go to it. But this M. Night Shyamalan movie, Old, was the clear box office winner. It took in $16.5 million and beat out the blockbusters.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Your llama is on the way.
I can't wait for that. What's your cell phone number again?
Never mind.